Ministers and senior members of the public service will be heading to a cyber boot camp to be taught about internet security. That's one of many accepted recommendations from a damning report into the way the 2016 census was handled by government and the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Two separate reports, one from a Senate committee, another from the Prime Minister's cybersecurity adviser, Alastair MacGibbon, were released last night and are scathing in their assessment of the census failure. The government says it's already acting on the recommendations and it's reached a commercial in confidence statement settlement with census service provider IBM. Will Ockenden reports.
Census night 2016 is something the Australian Bureau of Statistics would like to forget.
It's August 9, so get online. Tonight is census night.
But while the promotional videos were running, the eCensus servers were not. They'd been hit by a few small and preventable outages due to what's known as distributed denial of service attacks. The whole census went down for the next 43 hours. The morning after, the Australian Bureau of Statistics and the federal government had some explaining to do.
I want to assure Australians their Australian census data is safe. It has not been compromised.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, promised a review.
That will be headed by the government cybersecurity adviser, Alastair MacGibbon.
The Alastair MacGibbon review has now been released. Coincidentally enough, so has a Senate committee report into the census failure. Both are scathing of the incident in everything from planning to communications to crisis management to disaster recovery. The Senate report points the fingers at several parties, including the Bureau of Statistics and its contractor IBM, but sums it up like this.
While many parties have not lived up to their responsibilities in delivering the 2016 census, the primary responsibility lies with the government.
But in many ways, the MacGibbon review is even more direct, to the point, and critical of the incident than the Senate committee's. The plain talking report calls the ABS's crisis communications impractical and poorly tested, which led to suboptimal communications with ministers and the public. He wrote,
"The impacts of cybersecurity events are not well understood. There is not a shared understanding across government."
Technical arrangements also came in for criticism. Alastair MacGibbon wrote that while a distributed denial of service attack was a foreseeable threat, protections against it were inadequate. Ultimately, the report comes with several recommendations for the Australian Bureau of Statistics specifically, and more generally, the government as a whole. One would see senior government executives and ministers head to a cyber boot camp, which would
educate participants about cybersecurity fundamentals and how to talk about issues with the public.
The federal government has accepted all of the recommendations, with the Minister Michael McCormick saying there are lessons to be learnt and improvements are necessary.
Will Ockenden with that report.